Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal, and I have some spare time today, so I went online and found a couple stories. Sounds kind of interesting. Hope everybody's having a good week. My cousin and I lived in North Dakota, and I spent the winter break there freshman year. We were at their friend's house one night drinking in their basement with some other girls, and it was really late, like 3 a.m. I was falling asleep, so I decided to walk home. They live in a desolate area with lots of snow, and it gets really cold at night. But the houses weren't too far apart, and when the moon is out, it seems light out. The path we always take is straight behind the house, through some wooded areas, then more open land. And as I was shuffling home through the snow with my head down, I looked up to my left about 10 o'clock, and about 75 yards away is another figure walking the opposite direction. I saw him a split second before he saw me, and when he did, he kind of jerked his arms and shoulders up a little, obviously startled from the sight of me as I was with him. I laughed out loud for some reason, just from the shock or something, and gave him a little wave like, "Oh, you startled me, haha," kind of thing. He just stood there and stared at me. I thought he was going to say something for a second, and so I was stopped too, just looking at him. He had a full face ski mask on, and I could tell he was a dude because he was really tall, but he didn't say anything. So for what felt like forever, it's just me and some stranger in a ski mask looking at each other in the desolate woods in the middle of winter at 3 a.m. A huge chill went up my spine and a voice said, "You need to get the fuck out of there right now." I turned and started to walk as fast as I could home. I've never been that scared in my life. I was a little drunk, stoned, and very paranoid. I imagined me walking home from the opposite perspective and the man running up from behind with an axe. So I literally just screamed and started sprinting as fast as I could all the way home, thinking that this guy could easily follow my tracks in the snow and I'm going to get murdered. Luckily I didn't, but I don't think I'll be visiting them anytime soon. I'm not sure if this counts as another human being because it wasn't positively identified. But a few years ago, my friend and I were staying in a small cabin my dad had on a remote piece of land in Idaho wilderness. The nearest town was probably 50 miles away, and the nearest active road wasn't, if it wasn't an old logging road, it was about 2 miles away from the cabin. My friend and I had been talking and laughing in the cabin in our bunks, and it was about midnight. We had turned off the lantern and were ready to fall asleep when we heard something that sounded like something had scraped the door. We both lifted our heads up and mumbled a conversation of, "Did you hear something?" "Yeah." Then, in the middle of nowhere, in this remote cabin, someone starts knocking on the door. Doesn't say anything, just knocks. We were both in our 30s, but we were so scared shitless, we didn't say anything. Just lay there, with our heads up, staring at the door. We didn't go out until it was light out again, and there was nothing near the door that would have tapped against it, and no animal tracks. It freaks me out thinking about it. Interesting. Another story. I camped in Northern California with a couple of friends for 3 months straight in 2012. We are talking way out in the wilderness. The whole trip was great success until we were headed south again. We set up camp a few miles outside of the tiny town as it was getting dark. The only things in this town were one long road, a gas station, a post office, and a bar. In the middle of the night, we heard screaming in the distance. We could discern three different voices, but they were far enough away where we couldn't quite make out what was being said. All of a sudden, we heard a gunshot, followed by absolute silence. I opened my tent and looked over at my friends who were looking back at me. None of us said a word. We laid back down and tried to sleep. Scariest night of my life. Very interesting. Interesting stories. Scary stories. Creepy stories. Very creepy. Okay. A friend and I were scoping out an area for hiking because we were both new to the area. It was probably 6 p.m., but pitch black because it was in the middle of the winter when it gets dark by 4. So we drove down a dead-end dirt road to try and find a trailhead we had heard about. The road is probably only 2 to 3 miles long, and we don't see anything on our way down. We get to the dead end and turn around to head back out to the main road. About halfway from the dead end, the main road, we see a man standing on the edge of the road in tattered clothing, covered in dirt, carrying a shovel, staring us down. My friend and I both held our breath and threw our back and down and asked each other if we saw the same thing. Yes, we did see the same thing. Creepy. Very creepy. Very creepy. A trail I was backpacking is an isolated area of Pennsylvania. Was the settling for an odd encounter. The trail has a short section that goes over someone's cabin property and continues on the other side of its yard. It's marked with orange blaze so you can see where to go. Usually it's an empty cabin. I always do some peering inside since it's pretty a secluded spot. Probably about 4 or 5 miles from the major road. One time I was hiking through there and a large dude grilling outside was about 15 with 15 Bud Light cans on the ground around him. I distinctly remember him saying, keep it moving, no food here, which I thought was funny since I didn't say anything about needing food. Fast forward, the following year I decided to take my sister and my wife and her best friend on a trip that takes us through the very same spot. As we're walking up on it, I see a dude there again, which is odd since I've hiked there like 100 times, and this is the only time I've seen him twice. He's grilling again, beer cans everywhere. I see him start to give keep it moving signal until he sees who I am with. Now the girls in the traveling with are attractive, so I'm nervous all of a sudden. He asks us to stay for dinner, says he has plenty extra food. I tell him no, we're good, just trying to enjoy the trail away from the comforts of home. He gets really pushy about us staying, and I finally say no thanks, and we're just passing through. I hear the dude mumble to himself as we continue past the house. This is where things get weird. This is a prominent camping spot for not far from the section of a trail, and that it's late in my head. I want to keep going because I don't want to camp near this idiot. The consensus is everyone is pretty tired, so we set up camp. I'm nervous the whole time thinking this drunk dude knows where three women camping in a tent near his cabin. I never get nervous around folk I see on the trail because everyone is usually very nice and wonderful to talk to. This guy just felt off to me, though. Fast forward. In the middle of the night, and sure enough, I hear someone on the trail outside the tent. I'm just praying it's a bear at this point. But I hear the dude mumbling to himself, and I panic. I hear him now in the camp. He's going through our shit and pissed drunk. Shit. Okay, think. I realize I have to blow my horn on my pack I use on the trail to scare off animals. Should I encounter any? So I unzip the tent slowly and roll out. Dude is fumbling around, and it's scary as hell because in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of nowhere, I start to run towards him and blow my horn repeatedly, and it's loud as shit. Everyone in their tent starts screaming. The dude nearly shits his pants and starts bumbling the fuck out of there. Everyone is shooken at this point. We pack up the night and get out of there. Worst experience I've ever had. Sorry for the fumbles. So those are just some stories I found online I thought were interesting. I apologize for my reading. Kind of fumbled there. Hope everybody has a great week. And I will try and do another podcast this weekend. We'll see how it goes. This is Mrs. Paranormal, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.